Residents of Glade, Harrop and Proctor have been given a reprieve, perhaps temporary, from the ferry strike action that was to take effect January 6. That's the day that the number of crossings were to be cut on the Glade and Harrop ferries, following a strike notice by the BC General Employees Union against the ferry operator, Western Pacific Marine. On December 27, the BC Labor Relations Board issued an essential service order stating that the union could not shut down the ferries completely and that a limited number of crossings per day must occur, and that specific categories of passengers could board. But the LRB's essential service allowances were protested by the employer, which on January 3 applied to the LRB for a formal reconsideration of the details of that essential service order on the grounds that they were too restrictive for community needs. On January 5, according to a WPM news release, the LRB agreed to hold a hearing to reconsider the order. In the meantime, the order will be held in abeyance and ferry traffic will continue as normal. The WPM news release states the LRB has indicated that the hearing will happen in the coming week, but no dates were given. The essential service order, which the board will now reconsider, would restrict the Harrop Cable Ferry from 24/7 service to just 8 round trips daily, as well as reduce the Glade Cable Ferry to 16 round trips. Harrop, Proctor and Glade are only accessible by their ferry terminals. Under the order, passengers would be limited to those who can prove they have medical appointments, students crossing to attend classes or their parents for drop-offs and pickups, teachers and school administrators, emergency services, health professionals, anyone responding to a mental and physical health emergency, snow removal vehicles and vendors making scheduled deliveries to the Proctor General Store, including fuel trucks. Ferry workers have been on strike since November 3, when service was reduced on the Kootenay Lake route between Balfour and Kootenay Bay.